You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Venti Quattro. You publish it, you'll sell it.
Hello, good morning.
And you know what, that's exactly what it is, isn't it? Of course it's a good morning. It's Friday. What do we say? We say TGIF on a Friday, don't we? Of course we do. And we're going to have a wonderful day. It's been a short week, really, for me, hasn't it? Get a 3.5 week vacation, work 3 days, and get the weekend. Doesn't get much better. Lovely to be with you this morning here on The Breakfast Show. Let's take a look, shall we, at a few things relevant to today's date, the 5th of August. And we're going to start off with Independence Day. This is celebrating the independence of Burkina Faso from France back in 1960. Our second one, Victory and Homeland Thanksgiving Day and the Day of Croatian Defenders. Of course, that is in Croatia. And the most important one, really, for this morning, I guess, is International Beer Day today. Yes, it's celebrated on the first Friday of August, although I know that there are many of us that celebrate it most of the year.
Here comes the sun.
Morning.
Good morning in the morning.
Morning.
Buenos días en la mañana.
Transmission will start in 5 seconds from now. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
We'll be right back.
The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Go. Those two should have got rid of the old cobwebs and got you out of bed this morning. Bad Medicine, that one. That's, of course, Bon Jovi, written by Bon Jovi, together with Richie Sambora and Desmond Child. It was the fourth, the band's fourth album that it came off, and it was the lead track from the album, or the lead single at any rate. And that was, the album was just called New Jersey. And back in 1988, when that was released. Before that, of course, you know what that one was? Eye of the Tiger. That was written specifically for a Rocky movie. Do you remember which one it was? Rocky 3. And it was because Sylvester Stallone asked that to be written, or asked the song to be written, because Queen denied him permission to use another One Bites the Dust. What came out of it? That track. Great track, isn't it? And we are going to now, well, we're going to shatter your dreams. Come on, come on, lazy heads out of bed, boys and girls. If I could do it, anybody can do it. There you go, yes, Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams. Right, well, I hope you are sort of getting yourself out of bed now, getting yourself ready to start a Friday so you can enjoy the weekend. If there's any partying time going on now these days. Anyway, I tell you what, it is time to get you in the shower and on your way to wherever it is you're going today. But I tell you what I do, because yesterday, chatting to you guys, there was a lot of interest in a few tracks that I played off of an album which was called The 80s Recovered. So I thought today we'd use that as our sort of, our main source this morning of some of the tracks. So I've got quite a few of the tracks off of the album for you to listen to and see if you like them. In fact, the first one is going to be one in the shower with you this morning. So let's get the old water. You've got to get in first. Turn on the water. There we go. It is a cover. It's a cover by Samantha Fox, and it's a cover of Donna Summer. Donna Summer's Hot Stuff. There we go. Make of it what you will. Samantha Fox there covering Hot Stuff, originally by Donna Summer. Out you get. Come on. There we go. Get yourself spruced up. Plenty of deodorant, please, if you're going to be using the metro or the buses this morning. Right, what have we got lined up for you? It is Friday, by the way. It is the 5th of August, if you just joined us. A very good morning to you. And we're going through right through till 10 o'clock, as we do. And it is Friday. It's a Music Friday. You, me, and the music going through till 10. Also, of course, our regulars for a Friday. Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, will be doing her Freaky Fun Facts Friday report for today. Looking forward to that. And also, in the last hour, we'll be with Yasmin for what, where, and when. What you can be doing, where you can be doing it, and when you can be doing it. And also, no doubt, she'll have a couple of tracks for us for this day in music. So, plenty to come. Just sit back, relax. We'll do all the work. You just enjoy yourself.
Kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dough, outside taste freeze. Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between his knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees. Dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, oh yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone, to walk on. Checks his back, flexes his thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then, there, Diane, you gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jack say, oh, yeah, life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh, yeah, let's say life goes on. Long after the thrill of living is gone.
Let it roll, let the Bible belt come and save my soul. Hold on to 16 as long as you can. Changes come around real soon, make us women and men.
Kids doing best they can.
Singing all about Jack and Diane, John Cougar Mellencamp. Bring us time-wise, if you keep your nine of time, we're 24 minutes right now. That's after the hour of, yes, you've got it, 6 o'clock. If your name's Valerie, good morning, this one's to you. Valerie from Steve Winwood.
Standing there, with her hands in her hair.
And there we go. That's it. Steve Winwood and Valerie. Time-wise, on this morning's breakfast show, well, I guess it's brought us to this.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usted encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
You know, it's almost the end of pizza week. Go and try the best pizza at Frank's Place in Downtown Plaza in Costa del Este. Luna de Miel. Pizza, just for $12, includes selected drinks. It's really yummy with Chicago thin crust. Reservations, give a call on 394-6998 or 6320-1013. Don't forget, pizza week until the 7th of August, where? At Frank's Place.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
And absolutely, if you're spending some time with us, thank you so much. We do appreciate it. Looking at some of the local news headlines, we will be looking at these in more detail a little bit later on this morning at 8 and 9 o'clock. But starting off with the single dialogue table for Panama, continued on Thursday. The debate on the issue of energy after reaching 15 consensuses and 3 dissidents on Wednesday night, or dissents rather. A low and fair price of electricity, coverage throughout the country, quality of supply, compensation for damage or loss of products or merchandise due to the malfunction of the electrical system, verification and public transparency of compliance with contracts and control of the concessionaire companies are part of the topics that are being debated. Now, some people didn't get the message, I don't think. The containment of spending, all right, and the austerity policy have not knocked on the doors of the National Assembly, a body that is controlled by the ruling Democratic Revolutionary Party, the PRD. Proof of this is that it intends to increase its budget in 2023, despite citizen complaints about the waste of state resources, and just a few days now after the country came to a standstill due to protests over the high cost of living and mistrust in institutions. The Assembly, chaired by Deputy Crispiano Adames, intends to work with $150 million next year. While companies of Martinelli Group are being investigated by the General Directorate of Revenue, the DGI, the Prensa has access to an alleged voluntary and sworn statement from the accounting manager of the Martinelli Group companies, as well as intelligence documents from the FBI in possession of the government. Well, these point in the direction of alleged tax evasion operations, especially of Importadora Ricama S.A., which is known as IRISA, owner of the Super 99 chain. Well, for weeks, the DGI has been investigating companies of the conglomerate, something that former President Ricardo Martinelli describes as political persecution. But the accounting manager of the conglomerate, this is Marcelino Valesquez, would have described voluntarily and under oath what he described as activities that sought tax evasion. Furthermore, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the FBI, suggests financial schemes of a similar ilk. Former President Martinelli and the company's accountant allege that the statement is false. So we'll be looking at that in more detail a little bit later on this morning. So do tune in, 8 and 9 o'clock. Now, let's see, what's next? We are going to, I'm just trying to get, there we go. There are 15 people now interested in being on the list of three candidates for free candidacy for mayor of Panama. The three that obtain the most signatures will compete for the position with the figures of the political parties in the general elections of 2024. Well, for now, four of the 15 applicants have a firm candidacy. This is Ivan Blesa, a long-standing businessman and politician who tried to form the Union Nacional Independiente, the UNI party, which in 2021 did not obtain the necessary signatures to the in the corresponding time, for which it was closed by the Tribunal Electoral. In that group is also the current independent deputy, Edison Brosse, Luis Casis, the former candidate for the vice presidency of the Republic in 2019 for the alliance, A Change to Awaken. Also, Luis Pinedo from the Citizen Consultation Movement is also in the running. The administrator of the Authority for Consumer Protection and Defense of Competition, ACODECO, Jorge Quintero, reported on Thursday that the entity's personnel are verifying that economic agents comply with the provisions of the decrees issued by the executive on the basic family food basket. Quintero explained that compliance with Decrees 16 and 17 of the 26th of July will be verified at the national level, in which price control and price caps of some 72 products are established and which entered into force last Monday, the 1st of August. The Institute of National Aqueducts and Sewers, IDAN, reported on the afternoon of this Thursday that the Federico Guardia Conte water treatment plant in Chalibre decreased its operations, and sectors of the districts of Panama and San Miguelito were affected regarding the potable water supply. IDAN informed that the system would be restored little by little. Around about 5 p.m. yesterday, though, the water treatment plant was operating at about 60%. And hopefully, you've got your water back by now. That's it. Those are some of those things that we'll be looking at. More detail later on this morning, 8 and 9 o'clock. Just a quick look at some of the local news stories. Who's this? Sunny Lennox. No more I love yous. Leave.
with all the tracks you remember. It's Jerry D and The Breakfast Show.
Two nice, relaxing tracks in a row. It is possible. There we go. That is McCameron. Have you seen her? Before that, as I mentioned, Annie Lennox and No More I Love You. Just rummaging around, as we do here on the Breakfast Show, some of the things that are relevant, in actual fact, for today's date. And I was looking here. This is, gives you an idea of, you know, what happens when people try and attack England. If we go back, we're going to go back to the year 910. The year 910, the last major Danish army to raid England is defeated at the Battle of Tettenhall by the Allied forces of Mercia and Wessex. This was led by King Edward the Elder and Earl Ethelred of Mercia. Oh, wonderful names. And by the way, 1305, William Wallace, yes, you know who he is, don't you? That sort of actor work. I'm trying to remember who the name of the actor was that did it. Very famous, but then, you know, I'm having a senior moment. He led the Scottish resistance, didn't he, against England, William Wallace. It's captured by the near Glasgow, and he was captured by the English near Glasgow in Scotland and transported to London, where he is put on trial and executed. Now, if you've seen the movie, can you remember how he was executed? It was a particularly nasty way. He was executed. And do you know how? And I'll tell you after this. This is Yvonne Elliman. If I Can't Have You. There we go, yes, Yvonne Elliman, and If I Can't Have You. I'm having a little chuckle to myself here, as I do quite often. The reason why so many thanks have to go out to our listeners. They're my sort of backup. When I have senior moments, they're there for me. Mary Lou came back and says, Mel Gibson! Of course it was. And also Christopher. And he came back and said, yes, Mel Gibson. And it was indeed Mel Gibson who played William Wallace. Christopher says here he was diced and quartered. That's good enough. He was hung, drawn, and quartered. This was rather nasty way of putting people away to be hung, drawn and quartered. It became statutory penalty for men convicted of high treason in the Kingdom of England. This was from around about 1352 under King Edward III. And although similar rituals are recorded during the reign of King Henry III as well, the convicted traitor, wait for it, was fastened to a hurdle or wooden panel, and he was drawn by horse to the place of execution, where he was then hanged. Well, almost to the point of death. Then he was emasculated. I won't explain that, but you might be able to get a good idea from the words. He would have been then emasculated. He would have been disemboweled and then beheaded. And then he would have been quartered, chopped into four pieces. And his remains would then often be displayed in prominent places across the country, such as London Bridge, to serve as a warning of fate of traitors. Well, for reasons of public decency, after all that, they're worried about public decency. For reasons of public decency, women convicted of high treason were instead burned at the stake. So there we go. Things were a little bit tough in those days, weren't they? I'm sure it was the beheading that eventually became his demise. there we are. Something just to brighten up your morning this morning. Let's take another track from the 80s Recovered album, which I've been talking about. And this is Belinda Carlisle. And Have You Ever Seen the Rain?
Coming down on a sunny day.
There we go, Belinda Carlisle and her version of Have You Ever Seen the Rain? I rather like it, do you? I hope so. We're always living on the edge here, you know. Time on The Breakfast Show. We're 3.5 minutes away from the top of the hour. Take us there, Aerosmith.
There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge. The light bulb.
There we go. Yes, that's Aerosmith, Living on the Edge. And I tell you, we're living on the edge as well. How do I know that, you might well ask? Well, it's quite simple, because we're 2 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with you in a second.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Encuentro 24. You publish it, you'll sell it.
¿Qué tal, Javier? Ahí vi que estabas vendiendo tu carro.
Sí, mira que ya se vendió.
¡Wow! ¡Qué rápido! Yo te lo quería comprar.
Sí, se fue volando. Usé Encuentra 24. Ingresa ahí. Hay miles de carros que se publican diario y súper seguro para comprar o vender.
Encuentra 24, la plataforma digital más innovadora para buscar, comprar, rentar o vender lo que quieras. Encuentra 24. Si lo publicas, lo vendes.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPty or by WhatsApp 6972-5218.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
The Panama Canal will be commemorating 108 years on August the 15th. The editors of the Panama Cyberspace News, Alonso and Carmela Goben, are inviting you to celebrate the occasion by transiting the canal aboard the Pacific Queen on Saturday, August the 13th, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon, departing from Amador. It's an exciting experience transiting through Miraflores and Pedro Miguel locks with breakfast, lunch and a bilingual guide. The prices begin at $65 and all you've got to do is contact Carmela at 66754507 or email info@cybernewspanama.com. There we go. Yes, always good advice for you. Great things to do, great things to get involved with here on The Breakfast Show. We're on 89.3, of course, Cool FM.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And let's take a look at some of the international news headlines for this morning. China's firing of missiles during military drills around Taiwan was an unjustified escalation, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said on Friday, as Beijing said it would sanction House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi for visiting the island. Washington has made it repeatedly clear to Beijing it does not seek a crisis, Blinken told a news conference on the sidelines of the ASEAN Regional Forum in Cambodia as diplomatic eruptions continued over Pelosi's visit to the self-governed island that Beijing regards as its sovereign territory. Russia said on Friday that it was ready to discuss a prisoner swap with the United States in private, a day after a Russian court jailed U.S. basketball star Brittany Griner for 9 years for a drugs offense. The case against Griner, a two-time Olympic gold medalist and Women's National Basketball Association star, plunged her into a geopolitical maelstrom after Russia sent troops into Ukraine on the 24th of February. Three grain ships left Ukraine ports on Friday, while the first inbound cargo vessel since Russia's invasion was due in Ukraine later in the day to load, as Kiev called for the safe passage deal to be extended to other cargoes, such as metals. The July the 22nd deal marked a rare diplomatic breakthrough as the war rages in eastern Ukraine, with Kiev trying to rebuild its shattered economy after more than 5 months of conflict. At least 13 people were killed and 35 injured when a fire broke out at a nightclub in Thailand's eastern Chonburi province early on Friday, a police official has said. The cause of the fire is still unknown and all victims so far have been identified as Thai nationals, police have said. A separate statement from the Chonburi Emergency Service described 14 of the injuries as severe. The fire at the Mountain Bee nightclub, about 180 kilometres southeast of the capital Bangkok, started at about 1 o'clock in the morning, local time. Wittipong Somjai, a superintendent at a local police station, told Reuters by phone. Iran and the United States held indirect talks in Vienna on Friday in a last-ditch effort to reinstate a 2015 nuclear deal, Iran state media reported. Few expected a breakthrough. Each side has called on the other to compromise while Tehran's nuclear program surges forward. Reuters, citing one Iranian and one European official, reported in June that Tehran had dropped its demand for the removal of its Revolutionary Guards from Washington's sanctions list. Inflation in July could be so high that it will shock Argentina's government, an economy ministry source told Reuters on Thursday, expecting high inflation in August as well. Former Congressman Sergio Massa took office on Wednesday as economy minister in the midst of a economic crisis, announcing measures intended to ensure fiscal austerity and to shore up dwindling foreign currency reserves. Economy Minister Massa instructed finance officials in a memo to halt all temporary transfers, also known as direct loans, from the Treasury to pay for government spending, effective Thursday, according to that official document seen by Reuters. Colombians are expressing cautious optimism about the government of incoming leftist president Gustavo Petro, days before he takes office on promises to reshape the polarized country with a raft of reforms and social programs. Petro, a former member of the M19 guerrillas and erstwhile senator, will on Sunday become the first leftist to govern Colombia, which has historically elected centrist and right-wing leaders. And lastly this morning, Japanese companies are temporarily shutting offices or suspending production as they battle a record wave of COVID-19, disrupting businesses in a country that has until now weathered the pandemic better than most advanced economies. Automakers Toyota Motor Corporation and Daihatsu Motor Company last week halted production line shifts because of employee infections. KFC Holdings Japan Limited has had to shut some fast food restaurants and move staff to fill gaps, while Japan Post Holdings Company has temporarily shut more than 200 mailing centers. So that's it. Those are some of the things in the international news this morning, some of the headlines. And we'll be looking at some of the international business news for you a little bit later on. And that's going to be at around about 7:30. In between now and then, we'll also take a look at what the weather is doing. Looking out the studio window, it doesn't look too bad this morning. A little bit brighter. Keep an eye on the time, 10:30 after 7. This is Mr. Wool Young, and Why Does It Hurt? You probably guessed by now, one of my favourite tracks at the moment.
Why must I hurt
Neil Young?
To feel something? Why must I hurt myself all the time?
And why does it hurt?
Lost and all alone, I always thought that I could make it on my own. But since you left, I hardly make it through the day. My tears get in the way, and I need you back to stay. I wander through the night and search the world to find the words to make it right. All I want is just the way it used to be. You here close to me, I've got to make you see that I'm lost.
Isn't that lovely? Oh, of course it is. Bread. Should always have bread in the morning. Bread and Lost Without Your Love. Time on the Breakfast Show, 17 minutes right now after the 7 o'clock. What I'm going to do is I'm going to get up here on my screen and we're going to take a look and see what is happening with the weather for today, Friday. Starting off with the forecast, we're going to start over, as we do, in the province of Colón, Costa Arriba. and see what's happening over there. Temperature-wise, we're looking at a maximum temperature of 29 degrees. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm not going to make the same mistake, because this doesn't automatically reboot itself. So I'm going to reboot it just to make sure we got the latest forecast. Right, here we go. Let's start again. Colón, Costa Rica, 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature today, with 23 being the minimum. Thermal sensation-wise, we're looking at 37%. That's down a couple of notches from yesterday, which is an improvement. 86% is the relative humidity. Chance of isolated showers during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with possibly thunderstorms in the afternoon, and isolated showers tonight. Now, let's move across to this side of the isthmus, to West Panama. We're looking at 32 degrees Celsius being the maximum temperature, with 23 degrees being the minimum. 38 degrees Celsius, the thermal sensation. 85% is the relative humidity. We're looking at it being partially cloudy during the course of this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And tonight, isolated showers. Any difference in the metropolitan area where we're hanging out right now? 31 degrees Celsius, the maximum temperature, with 22 being the minimum for today. Thermal sensation, not too bad, at 37 degrees Celsius. Relative humidity, pretty much the same for everybody, about 84%. Partially cloudy this morning. Isolated rains with thunderstorms in the afternoon. And isolated showers tonight. And let's see. Now, let's see what's happening out there in the Gulf of Panama around the Perlis Islands, because their relative humidity is normally that much higher. Let's see what we got for today. Temperature-wise, 32 degrees Celsius, and that's the maximum. Minimum temperature, 22 degrees Celsius. 38, a little bit higher than the rest of us, so the thermal sensation, 38 degrees Celsius. 85% the relative humidity, so not quite as high as I had possibly expected it to be. Now, let's take a look, shall we, at maritime conditions for today. We are, remember, a maritime nation. We've got two lots of tides. Let's take a look, starting with the Pacific. Low tide, 2:34 this morning. That's when it was, 0.85 of a meter. High tide, 8:38 this morning. That's coming up. That'll be 4.45 meters. The next low tide, that'll be at 3:13 in the afternoon, 0.91 of a meter. High tide again, 9:07 tonight, 4.08 meters. How about that then? On the Caribbean, let's see what we've got. We got low tide. That was at 1:36 this morning, 0.03 of a meter. High tide, that will be at 6 o'clock. Well, 5:59 to be precise, and it was. Not is going to be. It was at 5:59 this morning, 0.09 of a meter. Low tide again, the second low tide, 11:20 this morning, minus 0.03 of a meter. And the high tide, the last high tide, that'll be just before 7 o'clock tonight, at 6.56 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. High tide, 6:56 tonight, and that's going to be 0.37 of a meter. If you want to talk about that, by the way, in feet and inches, the low tide, the first low tide was 1 inch. The high tide was 3 inches. Low tide, the second low tide, was minus 1 inch. And the high tide, that went right up there, the one at 6:56 tonight, that went up to 1 foot and 2 inches. Always sort of love to tell people about the differentials we have. Okay, moving on from the tides to the maritime, the actual sea conditions, starting with the Caribbean. Good conditions, no advisory for you. Winds are 15 to 25 kilometres an hour, coming from the northeast with 5 foot waves. That's what we've got for this morning. In the afternoon, good conditions are prevailing. We have 5 to 15 kilometre an hour winds coming from the north, so they've changed direction and dropped a little bit with the waves at 4 feet. All right. Moving over to, well, that is the Pacific for the South. But and it's the same, by the way, in the morning, 5 to 10 kilometres an hour coming from the southwest. In the afternoon, it is 5 to 10 kilometres coming from the southwest. So a little bit of a shift there in the wind direction, but that's about it. Good conditions all round, which is always nice to report. Time on The Breakfast Show. We are 22 minutes after 7 o'clock. Always a big favourite. I remember bopping to that back in, was 1975, I think, when that came in. I tell you what, it's always good to hear my little friend. And I'd just like to say a very good morning to Valerie.
Good morning, Mr. Jerry. Happy, happy Friday morning to you all. Wish you guys all the best. Don't overdo it now. And it's just mean, happy Friday, happy weekend. You be good now, Mr. Jerry. Take care. God bless. Okay, good care.
Won't you dance?
There you go, that one, especially for Valerie this morning. I know she loves Whitney Houston. I know all my listeners. Unlike Jeff Bezos with Alexa, I know everything you're doing. You're listening to The Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
And there we go, taking a look at some of the international business news for this Friday morning. It is Friday, August the 5th. European equities slipped slightly on Friday, but were still set for a weekly gain, while traders waited for US jobs data due later in the session to give clues as to the health of the world's largest economy. The MSCI World Equity Index, which tracks shares in 47 countries, was up 0.2% and on track for a weekly gain of 0.7%, marking its third consecutive week of gains. Asian shares rose overnight, but at 8:23 GMT, the Stoxx 600 was down 0.1%. France's CAC 40 and Germany's DAX were flat, and London's FTSE 100 was down 0.2%. Central banks around the world have been raising interest rates in an attempt to limit surging inflation, but European stocks have recovered to near two-month highs this week. Equity futures have grown comfortable with the idea that interest rate hikes that the central banks are putting through will be sufficient to contain inflation in the longer term, said Kiran Ganesh, multi-asset strategist at UBS. The dollar weakened against most major currencies on Thursday as support from the Federal Reserve's hawkish messaging subsided and investors turned their attention to the hotly anticipated U.S. jobs report. The dollar extended losses following U.S. data that showed the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits increased last week. Oil prices rose slightly on Friday, bouncing off their lowest levels since February, as concern over supply shortages was countered by expected declines in fuel demand. Brent crude rose 39 cents, or 0.4%, to $94.51 a barrel by 900 GMT. U.S. West Texas Intermediate crude was up 27 cents, or 0.3%, at $88.81. Prices have come under pressure this week as the market has fretted over the impact of inflation on economic growth and demand, but signs of tight supply kept a floor under the prices. Italy is close to clinching a deal initially worth $5 billion with Intel to build an advanced semiconductor packaging and assembly plant in the country. Two sources briefed on discussions told Reuters on Thursday. Intel's investment in Italy is part of a wider plan announced by the US chipmaker earlier this year to invest $88 billion in building capacity across Europe, which is striving to cut its reliance on Asian chip imports and ease a supply crunch that has curbed output in the region's strategic car sector. And AMC Entertainment Holdings, Inc. said on Thursday it would pay a special dividend in the form of preferred shares after posting a bigger than expected loss as costs surged nearly 60% in the second quarter. Shares of the once popular meme stock fell 10% in extended trading as the move raised concerns of a possible equity and dilution after the company said its preferred shares could be converted to common stock if investors approved. And Warner Brothers Discovery, Inc. on Thursday laid out a new strategy that will merge the HBO Max streaming service with Discovery Plus, while vowing to take aim at Marvel's Captain America and Iron Man. Now, the move, which confirms a Reuters report, will combine Warner Media's dramas, comedies and movies with Discovery reality shows, and comes as streaming services face a demand slowdown. As part of the new strategy, the company will assemble a team to create a 10-year plan for its DC Comics-related franchise that includes Wonder Woman, Superman, and Aquaman. And by the way, That woman's up for grabs somewhere. Let's see, we'll take a look at that later. Beyond Meat, Inc., okay, on Thursday, lowered its revenue forecast for the year and announced job cuts as rising inflation hurt the company's efforts to make its pricier plant-based meat more affordable for consumers. Higher prices of plant-based meat have slowed the growth of the category, with people trading down to lower-priced chicken and beef. Well, Beyond Meat Chief Executive Ethan Brown said on an earnings call. So there we go. money beats being a vegetarian, doesn't it? So there we go. I must admit, I've never tried them, so I really don't know how good they are and how tasty they are. Perhaps I should give it a try. Let's say a very good morning to Renee. Good morning to you, Renee. Says, good morning, Friday, she says here. My morning brain wake-up song was O Come All Ye Faithful. What kind of sleep are you getting? Probably not the most appropriate song to play in August. You're probably right there. So how about George Michael and Faith? Have a good weekend. You too. Here is George Michael and Faith. Faith, absolutely, George Michael there, and that's for Renee this morning. Much more appropriate, I think, than O Come All Ye Faithful. Although it won't be long, is it? We'll see, we're in August, aren't we? Anybody seen the Christmas decorations out yet? It's about that time of the year. A very good morning to Ashley. It says, good morning, Jerry, and also to our faithful listeners, yes, worldwide. And he also says good morning to Yasmin, of course. And have an excellent weekend, everyone. And to you as well, Ashley. Requesting a song for my new Philippines chef, Jen. And Mariah Carey is her favourite singer. She loves your programme. I mean, she's not just a good cook, is she? Well, I mean, she must be. She's got good taste as well. There we go. Yes, that is for Ashley Chef this morning, new Philippine chef, Jen. So I'm glad you enjoyed the program, Jen. And I've got a request coming in from Mary Lou. We'll deal with that in a moment. I want to go back to that album, which I told you we would sort of play a few tracks off this morning, and that's the 80s Recovered. Now, here's one, Long Train Running. Remember that? That was the Doobie Brothers, wasn't it? How about a version? Now, this is a song that is a good favourite of mine. So, it's a song which I would be very critical about if it wasn't a good cover. And of course, I have heard this before, and I do think it's a good cover. Curiosity Killed the Cat. Long Train Running.
Them long trains running and watch them disappear without love. Where would you be right now without love? You know, I saw Miss Lucy down along the tracks. She lost her home and family, and she won't be coming back without love. Central and the Southern Central Freight, you gotta keep on pushing, mama, 'cause you know they're running late. Without love,
without love,
where would you be right now? Yeah. Without Southern Central Free, you gotta keep on pushing, mama, 'cause you know they're running late without love.
Well, what do you think? I like it. Long Train Running, originally by the Doobie Brothers, covered there by Curiosity Kill the Cat. Breakfast Show time. If you are keeping an eye on the time, don't forget, top of the hour, we're going to be looking at the local news for you. Some of those things we're talking about. If you're with us bright and breezy this morning at 6:30, we've mentioned some of the stories we'll be talking about. We're about, we're just coming up for 10 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Time to squeeze in. Well, we've got to squeeze in. We've got plenty of time to do this. Another request for you comes from Mary Lou, and she's responded to George Michael's Faith. She says, for sure, Faith is what we all have to get. Absolutely. Gotta have some faith in something. Good day, everyone, she says. Mary Lou says, I'm wishing all a great weekend and hopefully a dry one for a change. Could you please play one of my unusual requests? It's called Fi Rahuri, and it's from Omnia.
whack full a day, diddle dee doy do. Fiddle daddle day, diddle dee doy do. Whack full a day, diddle dee doy do. Jullalano, jullalano, fiddle daddle day, diddle dee doy do. Oh, the fiddle I heard it. Whack full a day, diddle dee doy do. Jullalano, jullalano, fiddle daddle day, diddle dee doy do. Oh, the fiddle I heard it. Whack full a day, diddle dee doy do. Jullalano, jullalano, fiddle daddle day, diddle dee doy do.
You know what? That is a, I don't know, what is it? It's, you see, this is, come on, I've got you all out there. That song is the sea shanty. And I'm trying to think, what it's called. I'm sure somebody's gonna tell me. But yeah, that, listening to that, I know that song. But it is, if I remember right, it is the sea shanty. I'm gonna have to do some homework on that one. Up to the sailor, yeah. I don't think it's the Drunken Sailor, is it? What do we do with the drunken sailor?
What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor? What will we do with the drunken sailor early in the morning?
Give him a radio program. Right. What is the time? We're 5 minutes away from the top of the hour. And I tell you what, let's see what I got here. I haven't got sort of anything. I'm going to play a bit of Rod Stewart for you. I do like him in his line. Say, what should we do next? Oh, I haven't got a clue. This program's well planned, isn't it? This is You're in My Heart, Rod Stewart.
I didn't know what day it was when you walked into the room. I said hello unnoticed. You said goodbye too soon. Reason true. Clientele spinning yarns that were so lyrical. I really must confess right here, the attraction was purely physical. I took all those habits of yours that in the beginning were hard to accept. Your fashion sense, be it lip prints, I put down to experience. The big bosom lady with a Dutch accent who tried to change my point of view. Her ad-lib lines were well rehearsed, but my heart cried out for you. You're in my heart, you're in my soul. You be my breath, should I grow. You are my lover, you're my best friend. You're in my soul. My
My love for you is immeasurable. My respect for you immense. You're ageless, timeless, lace and fineness, your beauty and elegance. You're a rhapsody, a comedy, you're a symphony and a play. You're every love song ever written, but honey, what do you see in me? In my heart, you're in my soul. You'll be my breath should I grow old. You are my lover, you're my best friend. You're in my soul. Your essay in glamour, please pardon the grammar, but you're every schoolboy's dream. Celtic, United, but baby, I've decided you're the best team I've ever seen. And there have been many affairs, many times I've thought to leave. But I bite my lip and turn around, cause you're the warmest thing I've ever found. You're in my heart.
There we go. That is Mr. Rod Stewart. And that's brought us up to... It's brought us up to the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. A Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Imquinto Ventiquattro. You publish it, you'll sell it. The Panama Canal will be commemorating 108 years on August the 15th. The editors of the Panama Cyberspace News, Alonso and Carmela Goben, are inviting you to celebrate the occasion by transiting the canal aboard the Pacific Queen on Saturday, August the 13th, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon, departing from Amador. It's an exciting experience transiting through Miraflores and Pedro Miguel locks with breakfast, lunch and a bilingual guide. The prices begin at $65 and all you've got to do is contact Carmela at 66754507 or email info@cybernewspanama.com.
Al que madruga, el metro lo ayuda. Ahora de lunes a viernes podrás viajar con nosotros desde las 4:30 a.m. hasta las 11 p.m. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Aventica Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AventicaPTY or by WhatsApp 6972521818.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata. Y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alóricapanamá.
You know, it's almost the end of Pizza Week. Go and try the best pizza at Frank's Place in Downtown Plaza and Costa del Este. Luna de Miel. Pizza, just for $12, includes selected drinks. It's really yummy with Chicago thin crust. Reservations, give a call on 394-6998 or 6320-1013. Don't forget, Pizza Week until the 7th of August. Where? At Frank's Place.
I'll tell you what, I've got just one more thing to remind you about as well. Des Gourmets, the Des Gourmets store, the delicatessen, and speciality food store. Guess what? It's also in Paitea Mall. Paitea Mall is the little strip mall that's next to the Pacific Centre here in Paitea. And they're waiting for you. Yep, from Monday to Saturday. Go along. Des Gourmets store there in the Paitea Mall. Time on The Breakfast Show. If you are keeping an eye on the time, we are 14 minutes after 8 o'clock. Still to come this morning. We're going to be checking in with Ingrid a little bit later on, probably around about the bottom of the hour, for our freaky fun facts for Friday. Yes, we've got those coming up. And in the last hour, Yasmin will be looking at what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it, and no doubt a couple of tracks in music, relevant to music on this day, the 5th of August. Oh, it's all so exciting. No mistaking the sound of the Pet Shop Boys, and always on my mind that track. And we are 18 and a half minutes, so just coming down for 18 and a half minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. And let me say a very good morning to Jessica. She liked the Rod Stewart song we're playing, "You're in My Heart." She says here, it is my all-time favourite Rod Stewart song. Well, we knew that, of course. I haven't heard that for a while. Been a long time since I heard it, she says. The Drunken Sailor with a radio show. Plays good music. I wasn't in the Navy, I was in the Air Force, but not much difference there. But anyway, I'm glad you enjoyed it. And yes, it is the Drunken Airman. Not quite. Let's say a very good morning to all the boys and girls out there making their way. Well, they'll all be in school by now, wouldn't they? Because I thought we'd do our educational part of this morning's program. We got the little kids here with us today. Shall we do our numbers? All right, boys and girls, shall we count to 1, 2, 3? Are you ready?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Come on, baby, say you love me.
5, 6, 7, 9.
Done, boys and girls. You did so well. You counted up to 7, didn't you? There we go. Gloria Estefan there. 1, 2, 3. Breakfast show time. Keeping on the time. We are 23 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm going to take another piece of music. And then we'll find out, see what's happening with Ingrid for our Freaky Fun Facts Friday. Always look forward to that. Now, I'm going to play another track off of that album, 80s, 80s recovered music from the 1980s, covered by other people. This particular track is Rocket Man, yeah, and Elton John, a big successful song for Elton John, and it's covered by Heaven 17.
She packed my bags last night, pre-flight. 0 hour, 9 a.m. And I'm gonna be high as a kite by then. I miss the earth so much, I miss my wife. It's lonely out here in space on such a timeless flight as this. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me right again to find I'm not the man they think I am. Just my job, 5 days a week. I'm a rocket man. I'm a rocket man. And I think it's gonna be a long, long time till touchdown brings me right again to find I'm not the man.
I'm a rocket man, rocket man. Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, yes, how you doing? It's here. It's Friday. It's freaky. It's Freaky Friday. Fun facts. You've waited 3 weeks for this. Jerry, I know you waited for it. Yes, I know you waited for it. Christine, I don't think you really minded not hearing it, but it's okay. I know. It's here. Okay, today's Freaky Friday fun facts is all about taking a shower. Seems like I need to do a little remodeling in my bathroom since I removed the bathtub about, like a year ago, and I haven't replaced it yet. So today I got a man coming over to take a look at the shower, the bathroom, and do a little remodel, and it made me think, wow, what are the 10 fun facts about taking a shower? Well, here we go. Taking a shower may be a quick and simple activity, or it may be a spa-like indulgence. Most of us rely on showering in order to feel our cleanest and freshest, but many of us don't know fun facts about showering. If you want to learn something interesting, shower-related facts, let me let you into 10 top fun fact secrets about showers. Number one, showers are fairly lengthy. People in the Estados Unidos shower for 13 minutes on average. They'd like to spend more time in the shower just relaxing, but usually don't, perhaps because of the busy schedule or concerns about wasting water. While 13 minutes is a fairly long time, it's safe to say that most people step out of the shower a little sooner than they'd like to. Number two, morning showers are common. Of course, that fact may not be surprising. The truth is that most people shower in the morning, probably because they need to get clean before they head out to work. Current statistics show that 58% of the people take their showers in the morning. Now, lots of people shower later in the day, too, but the bulk of showering happens earlier rather than later. Showering is a great way to wake up and start the day fresh, especially if you've been doing the naughty at night. You want to be clean. Mm-hmm. Number three. People wash their hair a lot. People wash their hair 5.7 times every week. Now, that seems insane, but okay, let's say they do. This means that most people choose to shampoo every time that they have a shower. They might skip a day on Sunday, for example, but they definitely make shampooing a part of their shower experiences most of the time. This interest in hair care helps to fuel the billion-dollar health and beauty industry. No kidding. Pass me the shampoo. Number four, people get pensive in the shower. Since the shower is such a great place to relax and unwind, it makes sense that a lot of people do their best daydreaming while they are under the gentle spray. In fact, 67% of people use their shower time to reflect, dream, and plan. Showering is definitely therapeutic, and it's a good way to ponder the past, the present, and the future. I think I'll go do that in a few minutes. I'll take my 13-minute shower. Number five, people like to croon when they get clean. Jerry, you know about that. If you enjoy singing, there's a 63% chance that you'll do some crooning in the shower. Lots of people love to sing songs as they soap up, lather up, probably because the shower is a private place to emote and to go for those hard-to-reach high notes. Woo! You can give yourself a little squeeze. Singing is also a form of therapy, so never be ashamed of singing in the shower. It's a great way to express yourself and to de-stress. I'll go do that in a few minutes. Number six, many women may worry in the shower. Many women wear a lot of hats in life, and we all know this. This means that they nurture others while also taking care of an array of character and home-related tasks of career, etc. For this reason, women are 16% more likely to ruminate over problems and things that they need to do while they get clean. So if you're a woman and you use the shower time to think about all that you need to do or to ponder problems in relationships, it may be time to clear your mind instead. Daydreaming or singing may help you to manage stress more effectively and to use your downtime time to better effect. Number seven, showering isn't also always a solo activity. I no wonder what that means. Hey. People who have partners tend to be quite open about sharing their shower time with their significant other. Statistics show that 73% of men and women have partners around while they shower. Shower with their partners or otherwise share their shower spaces with other people. I guess sharing their spaces with others, that's kind of weird. Hopefully you're not showering with strangers. Anyway, number eight, people step out of the shower to dry themselves. While some people may towel off while they're in the shower after they've turned the water off, most vastly prefer to get dry outside of the shower stall. It's possible that people want more space while they're drying off or simply associate the shower stall with the area with being wet. Ooh, that's kind of nice. Back to the shower. Whether your bathroom is tiny or huge, you likely step out and grab a towel, like most of the people do. Number nine. Men, listen up. Number nine is for you. Men don't clean shower stalls as much. There you go. Women who share shower spaces with guys tend to have issues which relate to their partners or male family members failing to clean their showers after usage. In fact, 45% of ladies find that men don't pull their weight in terms of cleaning showers. If you're a guy and you haven't been doing your share of the cleaning, it may be time for you to take the pressure off her by doing a little scrubbing, rinsing, and polishing. And maybe she'll like it if you do it in the shower. You bend over. Wait, no, never mind. I won't go there. Okay, number 10. We got to number 10. Okay, most people wish for bigger showers. We always want something bigger, don't we? Okay. In the age of HDTV, which is, you know, home TV network, okay, we see dream homes on a regular basis, and these typically have huge, excuse me, and glamorous shower stalls. In real life, most people don't have these luxurious or shower, roomy shower spaces, but they wish they did. 48% of the people who own their own homes wish their shower stalls were larger. A home renovation will be the best way to enjoy the ultimate shower experience. And that's what's going to happen at 9 o'clock for me. I got a guy coming over to show me how to shower better. Well, not in, wait, no, I mean the room. Never mind. How to experience your shower experience. How to enhance your shower experience. I'm all about experience right now. Now that you know the 10 facts about showering, you'll see how your own shower experience is compared to that of other Americans. If you want more from every shower, consider choosing a brand shower head that has exciting and practical features. For example, some modern shower heads offer a true spa experience by providing different settings from massage spray to a gentle rainfall. We have that here, I'm sure. It's possible to change your mood and enhance your well-being just by choosing the perfect setting. Also, make your bathroom more beautiful and functional. That may help you to enjoy your showers, which are more decadent and pleasurable and less womanlike. Well, I don't know what that means, but okay. Energy-efficient shower heads will also help you to enjoy long showers without wasting too much water. These days, a lot of manufacturers make shower heads, which provide awesome shower experiences while also maximizing energy efficiency. There are tons of styles to choose from and an array of prices to pay. So, those are your facts about showers. I'm going to hopefully have a shower experience here in a few moments. And then 9 o'clock, Mr. Lim is coming to take a look at my other bathroom and say, okay, I think we can do this with the bathroom. We're going to make a little here and make a little there. Okay. I don't know. I will find out at 9 o'clock. In other words, I'm going to have a consultation on my bathroom. I want that bathtub. Somebody installed the bathtub in my house incorrectly. They put the spigot with the drain, not under the spigot, but at your feet. So if you wanted to lay down, the tilt of the tub, you had your head underneath the faucets, and that was just terrible. And they had put sand underneath the sand underneath the actual tub. So somebody initially had stepped on it and cracked it. So it was a mess. So I'm going to work on getting my bathroom experience not enlarged, but I'm going to envelop it or develop it more so I have quite a bit of experience. Now, off I go with a cup of coffee to that bathroom to shower up and get myself clean. You guys have a clean Friday, a clean Saturday and Sunday, and enjoy yourselves. And back to you in the studio.
Splish, splash, I was taking a bath. Long about a Saturday night. Yeah. Rub, dub, dub, relaxing in the tub. Thinking everything was all right. Well, I stepped out the tub and put my feet on. I wrap the towel around me and I open the door. And in a splish splash, I jump back in the bath. Well, I was out of know there was a party going on. There was a splishing and a splash and wheeling with the feeling. Moving and a grooving, rocking and a rolling. Hey, yeah. Bing, bang, I saw the whole gang. Sue, good golly, Miss Molly was even there too. Well, a splish splash, I forgot about the bath. I went and put my dancing shoes on. Yay, I was a rolling and a strolling, dealing with the feeling, moving and a grooving, splishing and a splashing. Bam!
Well, she will be once she gets her bath put in. There we go. That's Bobby Darin and Splish Splash. I was taking a bath. I've got a little message here for Ingrid. Comes from Renee. It says, tell Ingrid, my mom was a hairdresser. And she said you shouldn't shampoo your hair every day. It's damaging to the hair. Shampoo every other day or so. No, that is better for your hair. Oh, well, luckily I do that already. I sort of do my, wash my hair every other day. And the reason is simply because it means that half the amount falls out when I wash my hair. If I do it every day, I'll be bored by the end of the week. And I said, well, I've got a message for you here, a very important message, and it's Valerie, she's back with us.
Mr. Jerry, this is Valerie again, I something missed me this morning, and I know I have to do it today, which I call tomorrow, the 6th of August, is our Independence Day in Jamaica. So I just called to ask you if you could just wish each and every one from Jamaica Happy Independence Day for tomorrow. I will appreciate it, Mr. Jerry. I'm asking you if you could read it for me this time, okay? God bless and you take care, and you play a song by Bob Marley or Rita Marley. God bless. Love you guys. You take care now. Bye.
Mr. Bob Marley and Get Up, Stand Up. And that's Valerie's request for this week. Now, I know, Valerie, you you said, would you read it out? But to be perfectly honest, it's much nicer when it comes from you. Everybody likes to hear your voice, you know. We're going to make a rock star of you yet. So do keep it up. We love hearing from you. Remember, just remember one thing, well, you lot out there. I mean, I sit here and do it. This isn't my program. It's our program. And we want you to get involved, have fun, and join in. Otherwise, I might as well just go back to bed. Why not? Right, time on the Breakfast Show, if you are keeping an eye on the time. We're just sort of making our way to 16 minutes before 9. Don't forget, if you missed the news at 8, we've got it for you at 9 o'clock. This morning, last hour, I'll be checking in with Yasmin, what, where and when, what's happening in the world of entertainment, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it, and probably a couple of tracks from this day in music as well, which just happens to be the 5th of August. Now, I've got another cover for you. Actually, I just want to check what you're on there. Let me just check this out, because this particular track, let me, you know, talk amongst yourselves for a minute. It's Too Late. That was one of my favourite tracks of all time, but I just wanted to check on the day, because the Carole King song, in actual fact, you see, yeah, it was released, as I thought, in 1971. But this is also on the album 80s Recovered, which I guess makes the title somewhat inaccurate. But it is, say, a song which back then she bought it out. Also, it was also recorded by, was it Don McLean? It was, might have been. But anyway, it's Too Late. Very, very sort of personal track of mine. And it's being covered by China Crisis. What do you think? Well, I know what I think. I do like it.
Something wrong.
It's Too Late by China Crisis. And as I say, originally by Carole King. It was written by Carole King together with Tony Stern. And the lyrics are describing the original. The lyrics are describing the blameless end of a loving relationship. A music critic, a guy called Dave Marsh, saw implicit feminism because the woman left the man. Marsh also remarked on the maturity of the theme as well. Music critic Robert Christgau wrote that if there's a truer song about breaking up, then it's too late. The world, or at least AM radio, isn't ready for it. Marsh described the melody as Tin Pan Alley, and the arrangement as a cross between light jazz and LA studio craftsmanship. Rolling Stone, they remarked that King's warmest, earnest singing on the song brought out the song's sadness. Now, according to author James Perrone, the feel of the song is enhanced by the instrumental work of Danny Kochmar on guitar, Curtis Amy on saxophone, and, of course, Carole King on piano. That's on the original. Kochmar and Amy each have an instrumental solo. Cashbox described the song as a sensitive ballad with a strong rock underbeat. Now, Tony Stern told author Sheila Weller that she wrote the song and she wrote the lyrics in a single day after her love affair with James Taylor ended. The recording won a Grammy Award, by the way, for Record of the Year in 72, and the song is also included in Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. Now, James Taylor, of course, James Taylor and Carole King worked closely together, and he recorded a number of tracks. And in actual fact, if you've got a friend, remember that track by Carole King? They both virtually bought it out at the same time. It was written by Carole King. This is James Taylor's version of it.
When you're down and troubled and you need a helping hand, and nothing, nothing's going right, close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call out my name, and you know where else I'll come running, oh yeah, babe, to see you again. Winter, spring, summer, or fall, and all you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. You've got a friend. If the sky above you should turn dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind should begin to blow, keep your head together and call my name. I'm alone now. Soon I'll be knocking upon your door. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running. Oh, yes, I will see you again. Spring, summer, or fall, yeah. All you got to do is call, and I'll be there, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, ain't it good to know?
you got a friend when people can be so cold. They'll hurt you and desert you. Well, they'll take your soul if you let them. Oh, yeah, but don't you let them. You just call out my name. Oh, babe, don't you know about winter, spring, summer, or fall? Hey, now all you've got to do is call. Lord, I'll be there, yes, I will. You've got a friend. You've got a friend, yeah. Ain't it good to know you? You've got a friend. Ain't it good to know you've got a friend? Oh yeah, yeah, you've got a friend.
What did you think I would do at this moment? When you're standing before me with tears in your eyes, tell me that you found you another. You just don't love me no more. I would say at this moment, when I'm faced with the knowledge that you just don't love me, would you think I would curse you or say things to hurt you? 'Cause you just don't love me no more. Come on, you know me too well. How could I hurt you when, darling, I love you? And you know I'd never hurt you. Kiss the ground that you walk on. If I could just hold you again.
There we go, yes. Oh, following on from James Taylor, and you've got a friend, a beautiful track by Billy Vera. And all eyes at this moment, what it's called. And that's brought us, well, almost up to the top of the hour. So we're going to do the call sign, And if you missed the news at 8, well, I got it for you again at 9.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show is brought to you thanks to Invento 24. You publish it, you'll sell it. The Panama Canal will be commemorating 108 years on August the 15th. The editors of the Panama Cyberspace News, Alonso and Carmela Gobin, are inviting you to celebrate the occasion by transiting the canal aboard the Pacific Queen on Saturday, August the 13th, from 7 a.m. to 12 noon, departing from Amador. It's an exciting experience transiting through Miraflores and Pedro Miguel locks with breakfast, lunch, and a bilingual guide. The prices begin at $65, and all you've got to do is contact Carmela at 66754507 or email info at cybernewspanama.com.
Te paso un dato. Alórica te contrata. El Call Center de Panamá tiene más de 300 plazas de empleo en sus oficinas ubicadas en Juan Díaz. Son de contratación inmediata y lo mejor es que recibirás beneficios como seguro médico, bonos de desempeños y mucho más. Solo necesitas ser mayor de edad, saber inglés avanzado y tener muchas ganas de aprender. Si no tienes experiencia, nosotros te entrenamos. Aplica en el WhatsApp 833-7709 o en nuestras redes sociales @alorica.
Do you know what goes perfectly with that movie you're going to watch from your couch today? A Thai crispy pork caramelized in soy sauce, sugar, sesame oil, and served with spicy sriracha. Or some chicken wings served with sweet and sour sauce. Delicious, right? Well, order now from Avantika Thai Kitchen and Lounge and enjoy the best Thai food from the comfort of your own home. Place your order through their Instagram at AvantikaPty or by WhatsApp 69725218.
Recuerda llevar tu mascarilla puesta mientras viajas con nosotros. La Metrocultura la hacemos juntos. Metro de Panamá, elevando tu tren de vida.
I'll tell you what, always good things to tell you about. And don't forget, De Gourmet Store. It's also now in the Paitia Mall. Now, there you will find much sought-after grabs and go. Delicious dishes ready to heat and enjoy. The Delhi De Gourmet Store, right there in Paitia Mall. That's next to the big new Pacific Centre, the strip mall next to there. They're waiting for you, so do make sure you go and pop along and get all those goodies.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
To get to anywhere, maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. Yeah, but the bottle, that's the way it is. He says, body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. I
got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? We gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights day out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Got a fast car. We go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. Now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car. So fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. I got a job that pays all our bills. You sell drinking late at the bar. See more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights stay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
there we go, yes. Oh, started off with Tracy Chapman, who's bragging she's got a fast car, and proving that she's got one. Natalie Cole there, who's got a pink Cadillac. Perhaps not necessarily known for their speed, but my God, they looked good, didn't they? Time on the Breakfast Show, we're 89.3 Cool FM, that's where we are, and we are 23 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock, we're on 89.3 Cool FM. We're going to take one more piece of music. It's going to be another of those 80s covers, 80s recovered. Then we're going to be checking in with Yasmin and find out what's happening with what, where and when, what we can be doing, where and when we can be doing it. And also, I know for a fact, we've got a couple of tracks from This Day in Music. This particular track is a cover of High and Dry. It's by ABC.
Two jumps in a week, I bet you think that's pretty clever. Flying on your motorcycle, watching all the ground beneath you drive. You'd kill yourself for recognition, kill yourself to never, ever stop. You've broken off a mirror, you're turning into something you are now.
Never Go High and Dry by ABC. Lovely cover, that one. Right, I tell you what, we haven't done this for a while. Let's take a wander down the corridor. See if there's anybody there. We never know your luck. Hello, anybody home?
Hello, happy Friday.
Oh, it's that nice, joyful little voice again. How are you, Yaz?
Good, thank
good.
You.
Anything exciting happening in the world of Yaz?
Well, I got sick. Since I stopped wearing my mask, I got sick, you see.
You got sick.
The world is not made for me.
No, no, you'll find somewhere else to live.
I need to keep my mask on.
That's what people tell me, but that's got nothing to do with cold. It's just you look better with it on. which I say thank you very much. So, but you sound okay.
Yeah, but I feel kind of, you know, in the nose.
Oh, yeah, like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, we were suffering with that when we were away. Christina had it, and I got it. It's only when I came back I got rid of it. Probably gave it to you.
Yeah, it's just that. I don't feel bad.
So. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, good. Yeah, you look all right with your mask on.
Yes.
Aren't you glad I'm back? So there we go. Is there much happening in the world of Panama?
Oh, yes. I got an invitation last week for a press.
Not just your invitation. We know you get lots and lots of invitations.
I know, but this is important.
It is? Okay.
This is the press conference, thanks to Mi Cultura.
Mm-hmm.
Because they are celebrating the 503 years of Panama Viejo, the first city founded.
Oh, okay.
So they are going to have in August a lot of activities for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Starting yesterday, they already started yesterday. And everybody can enjoy various activities such as literary gatherings,
mm-hmm.
storytelling, mm-hmm. painting, photography, art. Workshops, dramatized tours, and the best one is placed at the Metro of Panama. Can you imagine that?
Ah.
That's going to be awesome. I want to be there.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful.
Stage with artistic, musical, and folkloric presentations, sales of handcraft,
mm-hmm.
plants, foods, drinks, and other attractions. And the entrance is totally free. And for more information, because you have to see the calendar, it's a mm-hmm. lot of things there. Mm-hmm. You have to visit Sitio Arqueológico Panama Viejo on Instagram for more information. Everything is there with the hours and everything.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be awesome.
It is. Sounds fun. Yeah.
Exactly. And also, the National Ballet of Panama.
Mm-hmm.
It's celebrating their 50 years with the staying of Giselle.
Ah, okay.
From August 18th to mm-hmm. 21 at Teatro Nacional.
I was going to say, that's the only place they could do that, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, excellent.
And guess what? The entrance is free.
What?
Yes.
What?
That's going to be awesome. And they are going to... the entry is in order of arrival until full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
You just need your full vaccination team.
You could mm-hmm. have... Yeah, okay. That's good.
Uh-huh. And it's going to be from Thursday to Saturday at 8 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
and on Sunday at 2 p.m. But
wonderful.
Everybody should go there
wonderful, yeah.
and enjoy this beautiful mm-hmm. presentation.
You know, it was interesting. When I was on holiday, we went to Vienna. We went to the Opera House.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And it was really quite nice. Although it's their off-season, so they were doing some renovations and bits and pieces inside. But we went inside and saw around in there. And really quite stunning. But what it is, right at the top,
mm-hmm.
they've got this huge area which takes about 400 and something people
mm-hmm.
Standing. You've got to stand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But what it is that, you know, the seats, of course, there can be quite expensive. But all the standing area upstairs is just €4.
For what?
€4.
Oh, yeah?
Which these days is probably around about $4.
And how long was the performance?
Well, it depends what you go and see. I think they said if you go and see Taranot, it's about 5 hours. I mean, they vary, you know, from about two and a half hours right up to that one, which is about 5 hours. They said they've got about, they have about 3 intervals, I think.
Wow. In
well, otherwise, nobody can hold their bladder for 5 hours. You know,
yes.
5 minutes for some of us.
Wow.
But yeah, but so people can get access. And actually go to, it's right up the top, standing only, but €4 is all they charge for that.
That's a great idea.
is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I mean, we can't get much better than free, mm-hmm. can you? Like mm-hmm, the one exactly. we're doing for Giselle. If you're going to go and see Giselle, you don't have to pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, what exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Elbows out trying to get a seat. Oh, lovely. Okay, what else, yes?
Okay, if somebody needs to do something tonight,
mm-hmm.
there's Travesía Arpa. This is a concert for, let me see, music from Argentina and Panama.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
This is at Teatro Gladys Vidal, here at Edificio El Atillo, at 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the entrance is $15.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get more information at panaculturapty@gmail.com
mm-hmm.
or 667-4050. That's tonight, so mm-hmm. also don't miss that and support them.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you want me to go with the...
Should we have a piece of music?
Born to Say Music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me see. Okay, the first one... I got is 1975, Dan Hipgrave, singer from British alternative rock band Top Loader, who had the 2000 UK number 7 single Dancing in the Moonlight, a cover of the French-American rock group King Harvest.
I always wonder why did they call themselves Top Loader? I mean, it's a washing machine, you know?
Well, if you don't know, I don't know.
You could just set up another group called Front Loader. And then another one called Dishwasher. I mean, they can go through the whole kitchen, can't they?
Yeah.
Here we go. Stargate. Another short fly hit.
We get it almost every night.
And there we go, that is the top loader and dancing in the moonlight. In actual fact, I've just got it here. I thought I would just take a quick look. I mean, I know we're looking at some other things just now. But I just want to see if I could see why they call themselves top loader. But I would need to rummage a little bit more. But, interesting name. Okay, that was, of course, I guess the most famous one of those, Dancing in the Moonlight.
Okay,
back to entertainment.
Tomorrow, Saturday, we can enjoy John Carney.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be at Frank's Place. This is in Costa del Este, downtown plaza, at 8 p.m. And let me see, you can get more information at Frank's Place Panama on Instagram. He's going to be live tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Also?
Yeah. It's good. John Carney, good. Is he playing on his own?
I guess so. I'm going to be there. I'll be there.
Oh, you'll be there?
Yes.
Well, supervising?
Oh, yes, of course. Taking some photos and
videos. Oh, good. Perhaps I better come so I can get in the photos as well.
Sure,
yeah. Yeah, why not? Yay! See if the wife wants to take me to dinner.
Yes.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, the International Book Fair is coming.
Yes, indeed.
And the pre-sale of tickets are right now. You can, let me see, you can get them from $2 for the retirees. $3.50 for adults, $1 for students, and $15 it's the cultural passport. So let me see, available until Tuesday, August 16.
Wow.
And the fair is going to be held at Megapolis Convention Center,
which is just down the road from where we are. Exactly. Which is handy.
Yeah, we can go walking. From August...
Don't push it, yes. We still drive down there.
From August 17 to 21. For more information, you can contact 390-4738 or visit on Instagram, Cámara Panameña del Libro.
Okay.
That's going to be awesome. Oh. They have a lot of parking there.
Oh, yeah.
It's a beautiful convention center. So I think it's going to be great there.
Except they don't have many stores.
Oh, well. We're not going shopping. Well, I mean, just going to shop books for the International Book Fair.
Actually, I must go and check. I haven't been over there for ages and ages and ages.
Really?
Yeah. Perhaps that'll be a little thing this afternoon. Take a trip over there and see what's happening. Be nosy.
Yeah, exactly.
And tell you what, because one of our listeners, Senor Francisco Conte, who's always chatting with us, before we went on vacation, he collects coins. And he asked me if I could get any coins for him from Hungary. So while I was there, I was sort of trying because, you know, because of the way we were rushing around and having euros back in. So what happened towards the, right at the last minute, I asked the hotel where we were staying in Hungary, it was a Novotel hotel. And I asked, I said, can you give me any coins, if I, you know, for euros or whatever? And they were so kind. The guy went behind the desk, and they have this sort of thing of coins. Because I guess when people, you know, they leave coins or whatever, and they put it in this special thing. And he went sorting through, and he gave me some coins from Hungary. I think there's another one from Romania or whatever.
Wow.
A whole sort of, you know, what they had there. And I said, well, you know, what... You know, what do I owe you? And he said, just give me a euro.
Which I thought
was
rather.
I was thinking, I gave him 2 euros.
Oh.
But, yeah, they really went out of their way. So, yeah, big thanks to Novotel in Budapest for that. Anyway, I digress because, yes, Francisco's going to be talking. He says he's going to be speaking on a bookstore panel, and that's going to be on the Sunday.
Ah, okay.
So
that's great.
It's perfect because I, you know, want to know how I could get the coins to him, so I can just pop down the road and give him to him at the book fair.
Exactly. Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And how much is it to get in?
If you buy right now, that is the pre-sale. Let me see. You are an adult, right?
Oh well, physically, mentally, probably not.
$3.50
$3.50 $3.50 Do they take Hungarian coins?
And if you want a cultural passport, it's going to be 15.
No. I guess that gets you in all the time, does it? And a cultural passport. And no culture here. What else, guys?
Don't forget Adopt-A-Fest.
Oh, yeah, Adopt-A-Fest. Mm-hmm. Do you think anybody will take me?
Oh, no. They want dogs or cats.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's going to be August 13.
Mm-hmm.
That's Saturday at Plaza, Santa Maria Plaza. That's in Costa del Este, right?
Okay, Santa Maria Plaza?
Mm-hmm. Next
I'm
to
honestly
the,
not very sure.
Yeah, next to the food court.
Ah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Starting at 10:30 a.m., thanks to Grada Radio,
mm-hmm.
you can find your best friend there. There's going to be a show, a dog show.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a contest and a lot more, so everybody can go there.
I love these things.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
I want to take them all home. That's the problem.
Yes.
I haven't got Lala back yet.
Oh, yes. What happened?
Well, Lala's still at my sister-in-law's.
Oh, okay.
But they threatened to give her back this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh, poor Lala.
But, of course, my nephew, Eduardo, and the parrot loves Eduardo. Follows him around.
Huh?
And he stands and he lets him scratch her head.
You know, she just likes men.
Of course she does.
Hmm.
She's intelligent. So, Eduardo, if you want to make me an offer... Apparently, Dad, Eddie says, when are they coming to pick up this bloody parrot? Because it bit him on the first day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, there we go. That's another story. So, next week we'll probably have Lala in the background again.
Yes. Okay, let's continue with Born This Day music.
Okay, our next one.
Mm-hmm. That was in 1965. Mm-hmm. Jeff Coffin, he was a saxophonist.
Mm-hmm.
He is a 3-time Grammy Award winner as a member of Bella Fleck and the Flecktones. Coffin began touring with Dave Matthews' band and officially joined the group in 2009.
Okay, Dave Matthews Band. Good band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got a track from them.
Okay.
It's called Crash Into Me. By the way, if you're out in your car right now, don't take that literally.
To me, tie me up again. Who's got the claws in you, my friend? Into your heart, beat again. Sweet like candy to my soul. Sweet you rock and sweet you roll. Lost for you, I'm so lost for you. Oh, when you come crash into me, and I come into them.
coming to. Skirt a little more and show the world to me. Hike up your skirt a little more and show your world to me. Little boy's dream, little boy's dream.
Well, listening to the end of that, there's a that was a little song we used to play as a kid. Was it Dirty Rascal, whatever it was? That's the Dave Matthews Band, Crash Into to Me. Anything else in the world of entertainment? Yes, or was that it?
Well, hopefully next week we are going to be talking with somebody from Panama Jazz Festival.
Okay.
Because they are going to have a free concert also at Teatro Nayansi on August 20th. It's going to be Panama Connections, Berkeley Global Jazz Institute, and Solinka. She's a famous singer here in Panama. All of them are going to be playing that day. So hopefully next week we're going to talk more about that.
Oh, excellent. And also we're talking about a movie. We're going to hopefully have somebody from the movies up next week.
Oh, yes. Maybe on Tuesday. Alberto Serra is going to be here.
Okay, that'd be cool.
Yes.
That's, let's see, Tuesday, yeah. Tuesday. Yes, that would be good. Yes. Busy week next week. I think I'll go on vacation again.
No.
Oh, wonderful. And how's Ian doing? What's he going to be doing over the weekend?
Let me see. This weekend, I guess, just practicing saxophone. Yeah, that's all.
Good. Oh, I'm glad he's keeping it up. Excellent. All right, yes, we'll have a great weekend.
Thank you.
And you never know, might see you tomorrow at Frank's.
Exactly. Yes.
We'll see. I'll have a word with the good lady. All right.
Okay.
All right, yes, and we'll be back as usual on Monday.
That's it.
And, right, piece of music. Taking us out of this morning's program. Called Running Water by the Moody Blues. Talking of running water, of course, that's something, really, that there isn't much of in the River Danube at the moment.
Our reason, love, and it's gone. The changing of the autumn tide, the hopes that live, the dreams that die. If I could have you by my side, I'd give it all away. And I, we must hold on, we must try to reach beyond that far off cloud, along the road we're traveling now. If I could only show you how, I'd meet you there with me. Live to love another day. Oh.
There's a nice way to end a program. Running Water is what it was called. Came from the Moody Blues. Can't mistake the sound of the Moody Blues, can you? And that's it then. Big thanks this morning to Ingrid, our intrepid outdoor reporter, with her bath and shower info this morning. Yes, freaky fun facts about taking a shower. And also a big thanks to, of course, Yasmin here in the Breakfast Show studio for what, where and when, what you can be doing, where and when you can be doing it. And, of course, a couple of tracks there from This Day in Music, the 5th of August. Thanks also go out to the my co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in the United Kingdom. He gets a lot of our background information for us here on the Breakfast Show. Big thanks to him. The boys and girls, a group of Grada, keep us up and running. And as always, to you, our listeners, advertisers and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us here on the Breakfast Show on 89.3 Cool FM. We're going to be back with you on Monday, usual time, 6 o'clock in the morning. I hope you're all going to have an absolutely wonderful weekend. Just please, please, please remember, whatever it is that you're going to be doing, please do it carefully, all right? Especially if you're behind the wheel of a car and you're actually moving. Yes, why did I say that? Well, remember, this week apparently they're paying the 13th month. So it might be a good weekend. No going to the shops, I think, on Sunday. That's it. So, yes, please be careful with yourself, because what do I say? What do I want to be doing on Monday at 6? I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. From me, Jerry D. Till then, ta-ta. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Cool FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Quiroz, co-producer Neil Danby. The Breakfast Show was brought to you thanks to Imprenta 24, you publish it, you'll sell it.